This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. At Dundas Square in downtown Toronto, a 40-foot tree has been erected for the holiday season. The tree has been put up by the Rotary Club of Toronto and is named the Tree of Remembrance. The tree will be up until December 29th. The Rotary Club put up the tree for their yearly fundraiser. This year, they have partnered with multiple organizations and Rotary Clubs in the GTA and have doubled the size of the tree from last year. I spoke to Annie Sandra Hamill, current president of the Rotary Club Toronto branch, about the fundraiser's history and what their expectations are for this year. Okay, so to start out, would you like to introduce yourself?
I am Annie Sandra Hamill, and this year I am the president of the Rotary Club of Toronto.
And just for a bit of background on yourself, how long have you been involved with the Rotary Club?
It's going to be 10 years in the spring. And I got involved in the seniors committee and a few other projects throughout the year. And this year, for 1 year, I'm the president of the club.
So just before we go into the Rotary Club's soon-to-be going on a charity event during the holiday season, what exactly is the Rotary Club for people who don't know?
Ah, good question. The Rotary Club, it's actually an international organization. It's a service club. So we all have full-time jobs, and this is a volunteer opportunity for us. And the idea is that you give back to those who are less fortunate in your community, and that's what we do. So we have a foundation where we will look at some grant requests, local organizations that might need funds to offer a program or buy some, you know, material, whether it is computer or something for a new kitchen. And but we also do some events and fundraisers. The event that we're going to be speaking about today is a fundraiser.
Yeah, so perfect transition there. Going into about the current fundraiser, or soon-to-be current fundraiser, of the Rotary Club's 40-foot Tree of Remembrance. So what exactly is the Tree of Remembrance?
This is, right now we're going to be at Yonge and Dundas Square. We have this big, massive tree that is being installed. And what we do over the 3 weeks before Christmas is that we will be offering a time and a place for people to remember a loved one. And they do this by writing the name of their loved one, someone that may have passed or they haven't seen in a long time, or just a message of hope. And they write that on a yellow ribbon. And then the ribbon is put up in the tree. And we really want to fill up the tree with yellow ribbons. And in some case, you know, people in return give a donation to the Rotary Club of Toronto. So that's what it is. And it's to take a moment in this busy time of the season to pause and remember loved ones.
And how long has the Rotary Club been doing the Trees of Remembrance?
This is our third year. However, we have borrowed the idea from Rotary Clubs in Ireland, and more specifically in the city of Cork. And they've been doing this for over 20 years, and it seems to be quite successful. So we thought, let's give it a try here. The weather is a little different, but this is our third year and second year at Yonge and Dundas Square. So last year we had a 25-foot tree, and this year we're growing with a 40-foot tree of remembrance.
What has the Rotary Club learned from last year about, you know, this tree and setting it up that is going to be different from last year into this new campaign of this tree?
Yes. Well, we've learned some of it is a little technical on how to, you know, put the lights up to a tree that is that tall, or even the trappings and the trappings that is, you know, it's like a pulley system where the ribbons are being stapled onto. But not only that, but this year we've tried to work a lot more with Yonge and Dundas Square and their staff. They've been fantastic. But as well with some local partners. For us, immediately our club, it means engaging with other Rotary clubs in the city of Toronto, because Toronto has probably 17 or 18 Rotary clubs, but as well agencies that have been benefiting from our services or funds in the last few years. And they are really the best that, you know, can promote what Rotary does for them and the difference that it makes in the city and in the lives of those who are less fortunate. So that's a little change from the previous year.
Yeah, who and what are some of these organizations or groups you're working with this year?
Well, we have a number of organizations, but if I was to name a few, there's a group called Sistering, Women's Shelter, YIP, which is stands for Honoring Indigenous People, Don't Mess with the Dawn, which is an environmental organization. We have another one that offers transportation for seniors, and it's called Sprint Senior Care. Shelter Movers, who actually will help move women that are in abusive relationship to leave, you know, the situation and move into a safe place. And there's even one called Camp Skugog, where children from inner city are given the chance in the summer to go and experience, you know, what it is to spend time at a camp. So these are only a handful of organizations that we work with.
So what led the Rotary Club to work with multiple organizations this year?
Well, every year we give back. So the Rotary Club has a separate organization. It's the Rotary Club Foundation. And we give back in the city. So in the downtown core of Toronto, we give back year after year close to $1 million. And we focus on some specific populations, such as Indigenous, veterans, seniors, women, children, but also some, you know, something like environment and mental health. So those are the areas that we really try to focus on.
So you touched on it there, but in regards to the money and charity aspect of it, if you don't mind me asking, how much did the Tree of Remembrance make last year?
Yeah, so that's one of our fundraisers. It's not all of them, but last year, the Tree of Remembrance, we raised close to $20,000 in the period of 2.5 weeks. So it's quite remarkable. We're hoping to surpass this amount for this year, as we're going to get a little bit more of the media attention. And there's going to be, at the same time, Young and Dundas is going to be running, as of next weekend, a winter fair called Winter Glow. And there'll be stands, a carousel, a Ferris wheel. So we're hoping that this is really going to bring, you know, families and people to Young and Dundas, where they can have a good time, but as well take the time to remember a loved one. So we're hoping to surpass the $20,000 this year.
How much do you think this Tree of Remembrance will be getting this year?
I'm going to be hopeful that I'm really hoping that we're doing double. So hopefully about $40,000.
Where will this money be going?
So this money, as I mentioned, goes directly into organizations that are really in the downtown core. So I refer to the fact that there's probably about 17 other Rotary clubs in the city. We kind of each have our own geographic area that we work with. So that's the premise of Rotary, is that you do work really locally. So our club is really, you know, focused on organizations that are, you know, if I go to the north, Eglinton, to the lake, to the east from Victoria Park, and to the west is Bathurst. So that's really where 90% of the, you know, the organizations that we work with reside, or at least their client base.
So one of the things that really stood out to me about this year compared to last year, and you did, you also mentioned it earlier in the interview, but the tree is actually almost doubled in size from last year. It's now 40 feet. So I have to ask, where did you find a 40-foot evergreen?
We actually have a company. This is the third year. They were our partner the first year. They're out of Georgina, just around Barrie area, called Weller Tree Services. We've been working with them, and in the summer we put a request for them to, keep a 40-foot tree for us. I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly where they find it, but they are our partner for the last 3 years.
So this brings me to, another point about the tree, but why go for the almost double-sized tree from last year?
We wanted to have a bigger impact. Our partner, Young and Dundas Square, was also quite open for us. I mean, Young and Dundas is it's kind of the center of their city, the heartbeat. It's a big square, so why not fill it up with a 40-foot tree if we can?
Have you seen the tree?
Oh, yeah. I'm right here. It just got up.
So when you first saw the tree, I guess, in person, what was going through your head?
It's quite exciting. I think with all the lights, the one thing we're doing this afternoon is we're putting a number of lights up. It's going to be quite fabulous to see this imposing tree all lit up. Not only that, but Young and Dundas this year is really also focusing on adding all kinds of lighting and Christmas ambiance. So it's still being strapped and it's quite high. I just think it's quite exciting, and I can't look forward to see it all filled up by the end of the year, the end of the month.
So that's all my questions. Do you have any final comments you would like to leave off on?
No, well, I would like to invite people to come at Young and Dundas to see the tree, come and meet our volunteers, ask about Rotary, a little bit more questions if they want. Even people can find ways to help us help other people. And really, come and ask for a yellow ribbon, put your own name on the ribbon, and in the memory of someone, and help us fill up the tree.